the sound of equipment rustling with our footsteps, the sunlight through the trees, the sound of rushing water all soaking into me on our way up to our work. We pass rock walls and cross streams, getting wet occasionally. We pass a large pile of scat, which makes us look for bears in every shadow, or dark rock or stump. Ticks are jumping, flowers are blooming, birds are singing. We are talking, laughing, not talking, silencing. We realize we see what we want to see. We hear sounds that to each of us mean different things. We reward ourselves with peanut butter sandwiches. Well, two for me and one for him. Lots of water, even though it's not hot. We think of Wordsworth and the birds singing.
Morning. Prior to becoming a member of UUS, not seeing the inside of a church for 20 plus years unless it was a wedding or a funeral, I was hiking regularly on the weekends and almost always on Sunday with a friend. At some point on our Sunday hikes, we both realized and somewhat joked this was our church. Looking deeper, we felt this way not because it was Sunday while others were at church, but due to a shared feeling of spirituality that came with the hiking. How to describe that feeling of spirituality with hiking? When I was beginning to write this sermon, I struggled to articulate this feeling on paper, so I stopped. And I just reflected on some of the hikes that I've been on, the sights, the sounds, my thoughts. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. Imagine you're walking on a trail in the forest. It's a sunny day in late September, the temperature in the low 70s. You find yourself walking on rocks, then dirt, then rocks again. You prefer the dirt. As you're walking, you hear a sound and stop. You hear it again. It's the sound of a rock off in the distance. Kids throwing stones? No, it sounded too heavy a rock for that. Maybe a bear flipping a rock, looking for food. You've seen them do that before. You continue walking and smell the pine from the trees. You glance over and see the trees, some standing, some that have fallen to the ground, and one that would have fallen to the ground but is still being held up by another tree that is still alive. While looking at those two trees, you hear a gust of wind at the treetops, and you see the two trees swaying together, and then the creaking sound from the live tree as it strains with the weight of the one that's dead. You hike another mile and come to the river where the trail crosses, and you like to sit and watch. You stop to survey the bank to find a nice rock to sit on. You see signs of people who have camped there recently. Then you hear a sound to your right. Without looking, you start processing information. The sound was close to you. It's something moving in the forest. It was too much sound to be a squirrel, deer, or bear. You turn your head and you see your bear 12 yards away. It's running and away from you. You sigh of relief. You're still frozen but watching the bear. He runs out of the woods, across a river with the water splashing. And then on the other side, he scurries up a tree, the sound of its claws digging into the tree, lifting that massive body with ease. You're still not moving, and you watch the bear climb back down. Again, the sound of those claws in the tree. Then the bear runs away further deep into the woods. Wow. You're never going to outrun a bear and forget about climbing a tree. Take you to another place, another time. You and a friend are hiking on a sunny and cool day in the summer, kind of like today. Just to drive alone to the trail provides you with a beautiful view of open farmland and mountain ridges. Into the hike, you come up to some streams you need to cross. This is always an adventure trying not to get wet. You're scoping the stream to find a succession of rocks to step across, stepping on that first rock, hoping it doesn't move, wobbling to find your balance. Your friend is better at this than you. They dance across like Fred Astaire. It's your turn. You step on that first rock with your right foot, and then start to bring up your left foot. Of course, the rock moves. Splash. You're still standing, but you're in the stream. It's okay. Your boots needed a wash anyway. Continuing on the trail, you hear some movement to the left. You do a quick look. It's only a squirrel. Squirrels are always making you jumpy. The two of you come to the top of the mountain where there's a rock cliff to rest before the journey back down. It's a clear and sunny day. You stand on the rock cliff and you can look east and west and see for miles. You look west and you can see the valley below. Farmland, crooked roads, and another mountain range. You watch as a bird flips by enjoying the updraft. So peaceful, and you're jealous. After some time, the two of you start to descend back down to the mountain, back down the mountain. Then after a half a mile, your friend stops.
What is it? What do you hear? Listen. I don't hear anything. I know. No sounds of people. No squirrels. No insects. No birds. No wind. Nothing. Just deafening silence.
You both stand there for minutes in awe.
How's it possible not to have sound? It's like the world just stopped.
I was glad to have someone to share that moment with. Another place and another time. It's a very hot summer day. One of those days where you're sweating before you begin to walk. After about 4 miles of hiking, you are looking up at the trail, which is going on a steep incline for a mile, maybe more. All the usual suspects are out. Gnats, ticks, poison ivy, horseflies. You start to climb and you begin to feel the stress on your legs. Don't look up at the trail. Keep looking down. It's easier. Moments later, what is up with this horsefly? He keeps banging in my head. I know I've got a couple good swipes at him, but he stays on. It's been a half a mile like this. How does he find his way back home? Is this the same horsefly, or are they tag-teaming me? You keep marching up, and then you hear a woodpecker off in the distance. You know, they've been doing a lot of studies on the long-term effect of head collisions with football players. I wonder if they could do the same thing with woodpeckers. But in order to do the study, they're going to have to find a woodpecker that doesn't peck wood. But if they found a woodpecker that doesn't peck wood, is it still a woodpecker? What are you talking about? Either the horsefly or the heat is making you delirious. You get near the end of the climb, and the trail starts to level out. And oh, that feels so good on the legs. After a short distance, you see an old family cemetery off to the left and go to investigate. Some have headstones, some just stones, some with names, some with dates, some with nothing, just a marker. How did they survive out here? What if someone really got hurt? Where'd they go? I don't think I could cut it. After a few minutes, you start to hike. Shortly thereafter, you come across a pile of stones on the side of the trail. The only remains of what was someone's home out here in the woods. It's weird that some of the people that lived out here were forced to move from their homes just so I could be here now. Another place. It's a nice autumn day, and you're out hiking after a few days of storms. You can hear some birds and wind and your footsteps. After a few miles, you hear something else and stop. It's a rumbling noise, but it's persistent. You're getting near the river. The sound of the river gets louder as you get closer. Then you start to climb next to the river up to the waterfalls. The sound of the falls makes you smile. Then you stop again. It sounds like the falls are all around me. You gaze up and you're realizing you're standing by a big rock cliff. The sounds echoing off the stone making a natural amphitheater. After a few minutes of enjoying the sounds, You continue on and find a side trail that takes you next to the falls. The water looks so white as it runs over the big boulders. You put your hand out into the falls. It's cold and it's powerful. And the sound of the crashing water, it's so loud. It's the only thing you can hear. There could be a marching band behind me and I wouldn't know. Or a bear. No bear. Continue on with the hike. The sound of the falls and river gets quieter. As you're walking along, you notice some trees that have recently fallen to the left side. Must be from the storms the past couple nights. And suddenly, you hear a noise and stop. It sounds like crying. Your eyes follow the sound, and you look up to the left, and you see it's a bear cub hiding in some debris along the trail, and still crying. Wow, it really sounds like a human baby crying. Oh no. Not good, not good, not good, not good, not good. Where is its mother? You're still standing there, but now looking and listening. Heard something over there to the left. I don't see anything. Should I try to walk past this bear cub? Another story, another time. I know I've been talking about hiking in the forest. But I get a similar feeling when just taking a walk in the park or around a lake. Have you ever watched a goose land on the lake with its legs jutted out? It's truly amazing. Or see a dozen snapper turtles of different sizes on the bank of the lake with its legs and head stretched out, catching the sun. Or a duck on the water, flipping itself upside down. Have you ever seen them do this? I mean, it's just upright and they just flip itself. I thought they were trying to drown themselves. Has anybody ever seen that? You know, the legs flapping in the air? It cracks me up. I saw two ducks side by side do this simultaneously. And I just thought, what a wonderful picture for a bar with the caption, bottoms up. Back to the forest. You're going hiking today on a trail you know very well. You've been on this trail countless times. During the winter when the trees are covered with snow, it's white all around and it looks so pristine. The trail covered with ice and snow. The only time you've ever fallen with hiking. You've seen bear tracks in the snow. I guess they don't hibernate all winter. You've been on this trail in the summer when the vegetation is so thick you can't see what's ahead of you at the next turn. You've been on this trail in the spring when visibility is so good you can see for miles. You know this trail so well, you can tell if a rock is out of place. It's become a routine hike. Today, it's sunny and late summer. You've descended 6 miles and are deep in the forest. It's quiet and the trees are so full and green. You notice it's getting darker. You stop. It's still getting darker. Is it me? Am I passing out? It looks like someone just turned off the light switch. You glance up through the thick branches of the trees, and you see clouds shading the sun. You laugh, smile. That was pretty cool. You continue on the trail for a mile. All is quiet except for your footsteps, and then you stop again. This is very odd. I don't remember this section of trail at all. Did I get sidetracked? No. It looks so foreign to you, like you've never been there before. You continue to stand and just stare. This forest is alive, and now I am too.